Eddie, some afternoon. You predicted it would be a different test in every way from what you've had in the last couple of games, and it certainly was.
Yeah, it was. It was everything we expected it to be. They're very good at what they do, West Brom. So despite the fact they had 10 men, it didn't really change their threats and their strengths, and set plays was always going to be an area where we had to be at our very best. We conceded from one, which was a disappointment, but bar that, I was very pleased with the players. We kept the ball so well for an hour, totally dominant, without creating the number of chances that we'd have liked to. I have to say, they're very good defensively and very well organised. They're a tough team to break down. So the most pleasing aspect, as always, is when you concede and you suffer disappointment, how do you respond? And the lads responded so well, and I think we deserve the win.
Well, you'd always, I'm sure, prefer to see a footballing masterclass get success. It must be nice to see your team win a different type of game.
Yeah, I mean, to come here and get anything, you have to get the basics of your game right. You have to work hard, you have to compete physically. Question marks are always labelled at our side because of the way that we play. We're polar opposites in terms of philosophies. But, thankfully, I thought we kept going, we kept patient, kept probing and got our rewards.
It was an intimidating atmosphere. The referee was coming under a lot of pressure as well. Let's deal with the major decisions first of all. I mean, we called it a pretty brainless tackle by James McLean earlier in the first half. How would you describe it?
Well, I think it was retaliation because Adam Smith had just tackled him seconds earlier, and I think maybe, I don't want to speak for the player, but maybe just lost his head a little bit, and it looked to me that he went over the ball.
So they couldn't have any complaints with that one, surely?
I don't think so.
Penalty decision?
I thought it was a foul. I don't know whether it was inside or outside the box. That's the only thing for debate. Definite foul on Gozo, who was going through. Difficult, I've only seen it once.
And then of course at the end there, I don't know how good a view you had of what was going on at the end with the second red card, but it was tempers just starting to fray.
Yeah, it looked like a bit of a melee, heads together. It's a difficult one to call that. Obviously the referee's got a much better view than I have.
Your players did seem to keep their heads pretty well because there was a few things going on off the ball and things today. That was, I guess, part of the plan and part of the message, was it today?
Well, it's always part of the message. I don't think it matters what games you play. You've got to keep your discipline. You've got to try and keep as many players as you can on the pitch. I thought we managed certain situations very, very well today. I think we're growing in experience. I think that's showing at this level. And the hostile atmospheres, they're difficult away from home. So a lot of good signs for the lads.
Does it give you an extra bit of satisfaction when you do sort of survive, a siege like that towards the end particularly?
Yeah, but it's nice to see from a defensive perspective that we can do it. And again, whenever you know you can achieve something and you've done it before and you do it again in difficult circumstances, it just rubber stamps that way of working, and that we can find different ways to win, we can find solutions to problems. And the lads are doing that. I think the last three games have all been different in their tests, but the lads have responded in each way. So, we look forward now to two tough games over Christmas in short succession. We're going to have to prepare right for those.
Charlie Daniels showed plenty of bottle with that penalty, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It was closer than I would have liked, but he's put it away really well, I have to say. He's been practising them a lot. He was a designated penalty taker today, so it wasn't thrust upon him, but it's one thing doing it in training, another thing doing it in the atmosphere, and he tucked it away very, very well.
Adam Smith's starting to contribute with a few goals now as well.
Well, it's good to see two fullbacks score. I know one's a penalty, but you do need goals. We've said it before, you need goals from everywhere in your side, and it was going to be one of those games today where we weren't going to create loads of chances, but when they did come, we needed to be efficient with our finishing, and thankfully we were.
And Glenn Murray obviously was thrust in very late on. What was the chain of events there?
Well, yeah, Justice had a scan in the week. He's had our medical team assess him. We felt he was fit. He just felt a little niggle again, just in the last little bit of the warm-up. So we felt it prudent to leave him out, make the change. We hope Josh won't be too long.
Three Premier League wins in a row now. This is giving you some serious momentum for a very tough few games coming up now.
Yeah, they're all tough. The game's coming up. The fixture list is a difficult one to read. But three wins. We always talk about back-to-back wins being important. The three wins is huge for us, and we're in a good place.